USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to two bills that failed to pass in the Senate.
We have to have border security. We have to have a wall in order to have border security. You cannot have border security without a wall. I mean, we can play games and we can talk about technology. We can talk about drones flying around.
The first bill that failed would have offered temporary protection for Dreamers and nearly $6 billion in border wall funding. West Virginia Republican Shelley Moore Capito supported that proposal.
This proposal does two things that we should all want. It reopens the government, and it helps to secure our southern borders.
Florida police say the five people that were killed in a Sebring bank shooting were all women. Police have still yet to figure out a motive, but have ruled out robbery, and the man who confessed to the crime was charged today and is being held without bond. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 22 points to close at 24,553. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
A nurse has been arrested for impregnating an incapacitated woman in his care. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
A male nurse who worked at Phoenix's Hacienda Healthcare has been arrested in connection with the rape of a patient who gave birth last month. 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland will be charged with sexual assault and vulnerable adult abuse. Police Chief Joey Williams.
We owed this arrest to the victim. We owed this arrest to the newest member of our community, that innocent baby.
Authorities arrested Sutherland after comparing his DNAs to the baby's. The baby boy is doing well and is with the mother's family.
According to a new CreditCards.com report, an estimated 29 million Americans are hiding a checking, savings, or credit card account from their spouse or live-in partner. The same survey found that 50% of Americans see this sort of financial infidelity just as bad as physically cheating. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Like most new parents, Hillary Frank read as many books as she could to be up to speed when she had her first child. She quickly learned, though, that each child was different, and raising a child can be hard work, and a lot of these books try to put children in the same category when, in fact, that is not the case. Frank is author of a new book titled Weird Parenting. I had a chance to sit down and chat with her, and one of the things she discussed with me was how parents need to take a victory, as small as it may be, and count it as a win.
A lot of these things, especially when we're, like, trying to get some me time, a lot of parents will classify those things as parent fails. But I think that the thing is that if something is working for you, that is a win. And we need to trust our intuition a little bit more. But like there's one thing that a mom does, when she's about to lose it, and she catches herself before she really loses it. She grabs some duct tape, puts it over her mouth and draws a smile on with a Sharpie. And it like turns everything around. It like helps her kid laugh and then she starts laughing. And there's a lot of things like that where people are sort of like, catching themselves before they give into the rage. But then there's also people who like actually have to give in to the rage, because you know, sometimes you can't help it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.